Jam.
El Paso Rock.
I was raised out in the West Texas town of El Paso. It's a most interesting geological location. It's about 5,000 feet above sea level. And the Rocky Mountains end in El Paso, the last of a huge chain. Mount Franklin divides El Paso into two distinct areas, the east and the west. This large, dusty town is halfway between Dallas and LA, sitting on the Mexican border. In fact, you could take a taco and throw it to the west, and it would fall in New Mexico. Or you could take a burrito and throw it to the south, and it would fall in Mexico. El Paso was always kind of out of the loop when it came to Texas politics or business. I always had the feeling that El Paso really wanted to be part of New Mexico. One of the great attributes of El Paso was the vista. You could see from horizon to horizon, 180 degrees. I live in Seattle today, and the beauty is right in your face. In the Southwest, you had to look very close. When you looked very close, you saw what a beautiful place it was. What they called a second generation rock and roller after Elvis and Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis and all of those great old cats. It was like the second wave of rock and roll. Not only was the town split in two, the music scene of the 60s was divided into two camps. You had the small bands and the large bands. Chicano bands, or the Mexican bands, usually had three or four horns, usually groups of 10 or 12. It seemed that their idols were people like James Brown. There are great bands like Bobby and the Premiers and the Night Dreamers. And these bands ruled El Paso. I remember recording this Lou Pride record in our Upper Valley Tazmit studios. He was a transplant from Chicago in the military and had moved to El Paso. You could hear the El Paso influence in his music. Then there was the string bands, you know, the small bands with two guitars, bass, and drums. The big influences were Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Eddie Cochran. I'm not gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love and not fade away. Our most famous rock and roller was Bobby Fuller. He had had a national hit with I Fought the Law and the Law Won. But this is an early recording of his done in his Eastwood studio, Not Fade Away. He recorded mostly his own stuff with his band, but once in a while he'd venture out and record another group. From the west side of town, the Sherwoods came over and made this record.
here about a mile away, when I live in the crowd. No, I believe in you. I want you by my side.
Fuller's actually singing background harmonies on this record, along with Henry and Eddie Martinez, and lead singer Bill Tater.
I know that you hold it in tight, you're hoping my letter's not me.
Bobby Fuller had the best studio at El Paso, but there was a lot of small studios in and around El Paso. KHEY Radio, which was a country and western station, had a small studio, and they recorded a lot of bands.
People say that love is just a game. They're all around the world. Until today, I felt about the same.
You'll be my little girl.
Yeah. I never thought I'd love until you came. Yeah. But then you came. You came to
We put this out on Sumi Records. It was called David Kaflin, You Came to Me. His real name was Colin Flanagan, and I have no idea to this day why his name was changed for the record. In the early 60s, there was an icon from the west side of town named Sonny Farlow. He and his brother Richard always teamed up with good players, and they'd play all the dives, all the bars downtown, in the basements, the Green Frog. And once in a while, he'd put out a record. And this is a strange release, because it's actually a Bobby Fuller tune. So what you have is El Paso musicians emulating El Paso musicians.
Wipe in. Wipe in.
Up in Las Cruces, New Mexico, there was a label called Frog Death. It was owned by Steve Krosno, who at that time was the most famous disc jockey in all of El Paso. The Imposters put out this record with a cameo role in the beginning by Steve Krosno himself. El Paso was pretty isolated back in the 60s, being hundreds of miles from cultural centers. There's so many influences that make up the color of the El Paso music scene. In the West, we had surf music. In the East, we had country and western. Coming out of the South, we had mariachi bands. And in Juarez, Mexico, we had the blues. And up in Alamogordo, New Mexico, Yucca Records was recording one of these great blues players from Juarez. Migrated from Beaumont, Texas to a little funky club in Juarez, Mexico called The Lobby. The Lobby was church for a lot of young rock and rollers. Used to stay open till 4 in the morning, 6 nights a week. It was a rough club. You had to go over the Mexican border, walk down a couple of blocks on the right into a really funky place that had been there forever and was just a mecca for music. Before Long John got there, there was a South Texas blues player named Little Joe Washington that used to play The Lobby. Little Joe was a frantic guitar player, A lot different than Long John, who was an easy shuffle player. He used to have a fluorescent green Telecaster, and he'd hang from the ceiling upside down, playing his guitar. I once asked, how come he played so frantic? And he told me, I'm in search of the ultimate note, and if I ever find it, I'll disappear.
Just try to run away, forget our troubles, and we'll live for sun, summer days.
Heading northeast of El Paso, you run into Clovis, New Mexico, where Buddy Holly recorded all of his stuff. He recorded with a man named Norman Petty. Bobby Fuller had recorded a few songs there, as well as this band here, the Sojourners.
We'll kiss and let the days pass us by for
summer, summer days and evening by the lakeside. We'll start a fire and fix some drink.
In the early 70s, there was a studio in the Upper Valley called Tasmit. They were recording the El Paso version of psychedelic music, groups like Wailing Wall and Iota, and this Sumi group called Lodestar. Lodestar was made up of four really talented musicians that had all gone to Austin High School. Like a lot of El Paso musicians, they had played in a lot of different groups. Paul West was one of the original guys from Austin High School, and on this record he teamed up with what I consider still an icon in El Paso music, Rod Crosby. One of my favorite stories of the old El Paso days was I had recorded Lou Pride in our studio up in the Upper Valley. We recorded this song called I'm Coming Home in the Morning, you know, pressed up about 500 copies. What was interesting was that the rhythm section came from players from the east side of town and the west side of town, all coming together to make one good song. So we pressed it, put it out, and Lou sold it at his gigs. Years later, I had moved away from El Paso down to Memphis, Tennessee, which is another story. But in the process of doing this, somebody got a hold of I'm Coming Home in the Morning and bootlegged it. And it ended up in England and became a number one soul hit in England. And I didn't even know about it. The beauty of this is that Lou Pride's still out there. And he's still performing, and he's performing in England a lot, and Germany. Well, Lou became a star. So he plays this song every night at his gigs. And who would have ever guessed that a bunch of rock and rollers from the Southwest put together this fine tune? You just never know which way the wind's gonna blow.
And I'm coming home in the morning. Oh, yes, I will.
I wanna love you all the time, 'cause baby, you are on my mind. But why, darling, you always trouble me, darling. You know why.
The rich richness of all their heritages are the fingerprint of the music scene of any town. The El Paso music scene had its own personality. Even though the big-time record producers didn't come through El Paso and sign all the local bands to big contracts, doesn't mean that the music wasn't great. To me, El Paso music ruled. The songs used in this doc were Long John Hunter's El Paso Rock, followed by Bobby Fuller Four's original I Fought the Law and the Law Won, followed by Lou Pride's There's Got to Be Someone for Me. After that, Bobby Fuller Four again, Not Fade Away. Then Bill Taylor and the Sherwoods, You Hold My Letters, Not Me. The Sherwoods again, Blackout. David Kaplan's You've Got to Be Kidding. Sonny Farlow, The Magic Touch. The Imposters, Wipe In. Long John Hunter's Come On. The Sojourners, Sun Summer Days. Followed by Lodestar's Glimpses. Crosby's Closets, Our Love So Warm, Lou Pride's I'm Coming Home in the Morning, Long John Hunter's I Want to Love You, and finally what you're listening to now, the Word Jam theme by the Utzman at sumirecords.com, which is SUEMIRECORDS.com. You can see a lot more stuff about El Paso music. And the definitive website for El Paso music is elpasomusicians.blogspot.com. That's elpasomusicians.blogspot.com. Oh yes.
Word Jam.
Number 32.